This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host the Old Man's Podcast here, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start recording and publishing your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast, and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbean app today. That's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Head on over to Podbean at www.podbean.com and use the code PODCAST21. That's all capitalized, PODCAST21, for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check them out.
Bienvenidos al Old Man's Podcast, el podcast del viejo. Nos puedes escuchar en la app de Podbean Podcast, en Apple y Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music y muchos otros lugares. Si nos quieres escuchar en vivo, nuestro show se transmite de lunes a viernes a las 8 a.m., tiempo del centro.
And hello, good morning, afternoon, and evening to everybody out there today. You've tuned into the Old Man's Podcast Show. Good to have you. Good to see you with us. I'm the old man. And with me is the host, Eric Kirk. Well, he was with me. I don't know where he went.
I'm here.
Eric was with me. There he is. There's Eric. And our chief navigator for today, Russ Brown. Here we're all in. We're all up here. We're all lined up, ready to go. Good to see everybody. I want to say hello to all our listeners. We've got listeners everywhere. Hello to all our listeners in Sweden. Hello, Michelle. In Jamaica, Norway, Iraq, Ukraine, Iran. God, I can't even talk this way. Hello to everybody in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas, and California. Hope everybody's having a great day. My day's just starting, and I feel fantastic. What a great day. What a great day to be alive. Today is a good day for a great day. Let's make it a great day, man. It is awesome. Night is grand. Woohoo! Yeah, baby. Want to thank everybody coming in to the show that was over there with Ralph William this morning. Everybody is joining Ralph in the morning. Ralph's got a great show. Be sure to check him out in the morning. He precedes us and get you warmed up. Get you warmed up. Get you going. Yeah. Let's see everybody. Underground Shuffle. What's up, Marley? There's Marley. Hanny, Jay. Good to see ya. GP Man. Good to see ya. BP49. Out there getting that sugar overload this morning. It's some kind of chocolate, mocha, sugary drink and eating pastries at the same time. He's all fired up. He's ready to go. Duke James in the house. Good to see you, Duke. What a good day. What a good day. Hope everybody's doing good. It is Tuesday, the 17th. Red Velvet Cold Brew Coffee. All right. Nice.
Among those on the roll call.
Yeah.
Ralph, he's also here.
Bam! Marley says he's out of coffee cream, so he's got to use milk.
Ugh. Oh.
How are you doing, Eric?
Doing good this morning.
Does it seem loud to you? Does everything seem loud to me this morning? I don't know what's going on.
mean, it seems like everything's blasted. Do I seem like I'm blasting?
We got Russ this morning.
Yeah. Russ, am I blasting? Am I blasting out? Is the music really loud?
What's no, it sounds on? Quiet to me.
Does it really? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
it might be your headphone volume.
I think I'm getting old.
You think you're getting old? You're getting old. You're getting old, Russ. No, let me tell you about old, man. You guys want to know about Russ. Hey, yeah, I checked my headphone volume there, Ralph, and it was a little high, but not that high. You know. Marley says, you must shave the hair out of your ears. Yeah, maybe that's the problem there, Russ. You got ears growing? If you get old, there's two things that really take off. One, you lose your hair. You lose your hair on the top of your head. I've noticed this. I've experienced this. So I'm speaking firsthand. But then the hair on your eyebrows, it just goes crazy. It starts going crazy. And the hair in your nose and your ears. The hair in your nose and ears. I mean, it just goes crazy. Hey, Aspen, what's going on? Herbalist, good to see you, brother.
She's in rare form today.
Yeah, she's feeling good. Little kids always feel good. What is that about kids? I mean, they're always up and running around. We should be like them. Mm-mm-mm. I don't know. So, yeah, Russ and Eric. You know, yesterday, I had a hard time yesterday. We did the show. Great show yesterday. We had a great show yesterday on Martin Luther King Day. And it's like the file was gone. The file, the recording, it was gone. I tried to post it on Podbeam. And it says, can't find the file. Can't find a file. Nowhere. Nowhere to be found. So I contacted Podbeam, said, hey, I don't know where my show's got. Where's it go? Where'd it go? And but they found it. They found it. It's all up and ready to go. It's all been downloaded. So it's on the social media sites now. And it's in Podbeam. It's on our webpage. And so it is there for you to download. If you missed it yesterday, you can now download yesterday's show. And it is show number, let's see, 693. And it's called Class in Session. So that's the show that we had with our professor, Shonda. And you can find it now. It's there. They found it. Podbeam. I got to tell you. I mean, I hear people, you know, a lot of people, they don't like Podbeam. They, you know, they got criticism of Podbeam. And that's all fine and dandy. But I got to tell you, I don't have a bad word to say about Podbeam. They always seem to work things out for me and get things working. And so, yeah.
Because we pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, even people that pay for it are complaining. You know, it's like I'm leaving. I'm going to another site. Well, okay, you know, each his own. That's no problem. But it's like this losing the file thing. You know, like something happens and I lost the file. It's the one thing I keep telling myself is I'm not unique in the sense that it only happens to me. You know, when technology glitches up, it usually glitches up on a couple of hundred people. So you just got to be patient. You know, I put in my complaint, I'd be patient. I always tell them, hey, everything you can do to help me out, I deeply appreciate it. Let me know. Bam. And then I just leave it. Well, I don't go back. I just leave it.
Herbalist.
I just let them figure it out, and they do it. And then there you go. This morning it's working. Bam, bing, bang, boom. That's not saying I won't have problems on this show, but, you know, what's going on? I don't know. It's all good. It's all good. And another thing that bugs me, how come we bake cookies, okay? We bake cookies, but we cook bacon. I don't get that. Why don't we cook cookies and bake bacon? Oh, come on, people. You know that's funny. Come on. The panel's all quiet. That's because they're thinking about it.
Can you put bacon in the oven? Is that blasphemy?
No, that's not. We, Grammy cooks her bacon. She cooks her bacon on a flat sheet, and in the oven. Yeah. And you know what it does, Ralph, is the bacon stays flat. The bacon doesn't curl up. It stays flat, and it comes out nice and crispy. Oh, yeah, it's good. Put it on a flat sheet and put it in your underneath your oven. I don't know what she cooks it for. Probably 350. But I don't know. 350.
Do you still get that, what is it, bacon fat that people like to save? Or they use
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good for cooking.
Yeah. We save. Grammy saves the bacon grease, the bacon fat. Yeah. She uses it. Like if she makes whatever she's making, she'll throw that in there and just give it a unique taste to it. Yeah. Ralph, you're a vegan. Why are you talking about bacon?
Hey, man, I see. That just shows how open-minded I am.
I am talking to you guys about it.
I mean, come
nice.
On. You know?
Yeah, I don't.
I still remember the good smell of bacon in the morning.
You know, that's one thing I don't understand. You know, why do we got a label? Why do we got to label people like that? Why do I got to label you as a vegan? You're just someone that eats what you want to eat. And, you know, you might usually eat up.
Well, for me, it's more for identity purposes, right? I mean, not, you know, like if I go to somebody's house, they know what to expect because they know I'm a vegan, right? Like,
yeah.
We'll just throw a
I'm
big
cooking you a nice porterhouse steak. You come to my house,
yeah,
buddy.
Exactly. See, let me put a T-bone right in front of you, Ralph. We'll see what happens.
All right. That makes sense. But you know, it's just like you say. It's just like you know, if I go someplace and you know, I order a salad, you know, because I like salads. I do. I like green salads. I like salads. And I might go and I'll order me a wedge salad, you know, and that's a big wedge out of iceberg lettuce. And, you know, I'll order and I say, oh, are you on a diet? No, I like salads. You know, is something wrong with that? You know what I mean? You know, no, I like salad, you know.
So, yeah, they look at you weird because you order a salad. I mean, it's just a salad. I mean, yeah. That's not going to be the only thing I order, but yeah, it's a salad.
Sometimes I'll go out. I just feel like having a salad. You know,
I wouldn't even do it to myself, man. I wouldn't, because sometimes they'd be like, what, $15 for a salad?
Nowadays? Yeah.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, the hamburger joints are getting cheap too now. I mean, you used to be able to get lettuce and tomato and onions and pickles on a burger. You know, now you gotta specifically ask for it. Hey, can I get some green stuff on this burger? I mean, come on. Hi, Sheba. Good to see you. Thanks for joining the show. It's just strange. Strange to me.
I mean, if you really want to get your meat fixed, I don't know if they still do this, but I've seen people do videos on going to, is it Wendy's or Burger King? I don't know which one of those two, but if you ask for a T-Rex burger, it's like nine patties of meat.
Yeah, who was that? I think that was Wendy's.
Might be Wendy's, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cheeseburger at that. And it's got like nine patties and cheese in between of them. Yeah. Hey, AJ, in the house.
Where do you get the T-Rex burger? Add bacon. That'd be good.
A Baconator T-Rex burger. Ooh.
Yeah. That's really good. It does.
Yeah. Order the T-Rex. They go, can I get bacon on that, please? Yeah, because the burger ain't complete without bacon. Yeah. That's good to see AJ. I haven't seen him around for a while, but I see him on Instagram all the time. Ooh. Way to go, buddy. That's our hockey player. He's our local hockey player right there. Yeah, plays hockey. Speaking of which, I see did you guys win yesterday? The Hurricanes win yesterday, Russ, do you know? I don't remember.
And we lost. I think it was 4-3, but
we lost. Oh, okay. Yeah, we lost. Our 8-game winning streak came to an end last night too.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, but we were playing Tampa Bay. I mean, Tampa Bay is just one tough hockey team, you know. And J Baby in the house yet? She's not in the house. Okay, good. They should have won the Stanley Cup, man. No, just kidding. An Avalanche won yesterday. J Baby was at that game. Her and her husband Steve, they were at that game. So that was a lot.
Was she sporting some of her merch?
I don't know. I never saw any selfies. I mean, she sent me a couple of pictures of the arena, you know, of the ice rink, you know, them playing in that. But I didn't see anything.
Would have been some good advertisement. Hmm.
Yeah, it would have. Yeah. It would have.
Do you think?
Hi, Dina, good to see you. Hi.
Sorry. Do you think some other sports would be good if they incorporated fighting, like in hockey?
fuck him, Deanna.
Oh, heck yeah. Well, not so much incorporate it, but they need to do like hockey is if two people, like if the batter runs out after the pitcher in baseball, you know,
yes,
let them meet up and start duking it out for a little bit before you break them up. Because that's what hockey does. Two guys square off and they just start, and then you see the officials skate up to them. And then they stand there and watch them fight for a little bit, you know, bam, bam, bam. You know, they're fighting at it and they're going at it. And then all of a sudden, oh, especially if they fall down, if they fall to the ice, if they go down, you know, if it's a takedown, then they stop it. You know, no fighting on the ground. You know, this isn't the MMA, no fighting on the ground. And I noticed if somebody loses their helmet, loses their lid, they might stop it a little quick then, you know. But as long as you got all your equipment on, they're going to let you go. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you got a helmet on, you got all that padding. How much damage can you really do? You know, so.
I mean, it would make golf and tennis a lot more tolerable, right? If you can just let them square off a couple of rounds.
I think it would. I think it'd be, like with golf, it'd be even better if the golfers were allowed to run into the crowd, you know, and start decking people that are heckling them.
I told you to be quiet.
Shut up! And then they run in there and they just start duking it out. or make golf like tackle golf. Tackle golf, you know.
That'd be interesting.
Everybody gets to drive the ball off the tee, you know, and then it's a mad dash to get to your ball and hit, and whoever gets to the green first, you know, and that kind of stuff. But you get to block them. You get to cross-check them, you know, and all that stuff before they get to the green. Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be very exciting.
Yeah. I think so. A little more exciting stuff like that, you know. Brian says volleyball, you know. They should add more trash talking. That's what it is. Bowling. Yeah, more bowling. I don't know. It'd be kind of fun. It'd make everything more exciting is what I think. Yeah.
Figure skating.
Duke it out, people.
Figure skating would be great.
Oh, well, there you go.
Figure skating and yeah. I mean, but you'd have to have like the figure skaters are doing their routines at the same time. It'd be like four figure skaters at a time. They get out there. And then you got them, you know, banging them into the walls and all that stuff, you know, and they're trying to dominate the center of the ice. Yeah. Yeah. They got to be in the center of the ice for anything to count. And so they're pushing and knocking everybody out of there, you know, tripping. Yeah. On the same token, I think life would be more interesting if we had referees running around all the time, you know, like in our normal day or at home.
Life.
Yeah. Or at home, you know. Say we're at home, you know, it's like those commercials for, I think it's an insurance company they got out now or something, where, you know, the two people be sitting there and, you know, like the one I remember, the guy goes, you know, hey, Dad, it was only a spider. Well, no, it wasn't. He goes, yeah, but you screamed like a little kid. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. You screamed like a little kid with that spider. No, I did not. You don't know what you're talking about. And he pulls a flag out. And throws it. It's the review flag, you know, and then so they bring it in just like they're going to do a review on a penalty or something like that. They bring the little camera in, you know, and it's the little screen. Yeah, the replay. And then they put the headphones on and they're looking at it. And it's like, see, you screamed. I think that would solve a lot of issues right there if you had a replay screen. Replay officials. Yeah.
Of course, for the fellas, like if they're going to leave the bathroom without pulling the toilet seat down, get a referee, blow the whistle at them. You don't want to do that, Bert, sir.
Throw.
Flag on the play.
Or like in soccer, you get it. Now it would be like soccer. They blow the whistle and they give you a yellow card. Yes. Oh, no, you got a yellow card.
You're going to get ejected if you keep that up. Yeah.
Oh no. Oh no. He's arguing with the official. He's just leaving without putting the seat down. Oh no. He got red carded.
You're gonna get ejected from your home.
Yeah. T-Bone. Good to see you, brother. Good to see you. Yeah, I think that kind of stuff would be hilarious. I really do. You know, I think it'd be funny. I mean, that's the way it should be. I've always felt like bars and that, but I mean, now you're talking liability, but I always felt like places like bars where people gather and they get a little drinky and a little drunk, you know, and two guys, they break, you know, they square up, you know, hey, what are you doing? Hey, man. You know, you take, and then these, the two big about, they grab them and then they, you know, they put these, you know, 16 ounce gloves on them and put them in a ring. All right, here we go. You guys ready? Ding, ding, ding. And then just let them go. Let them box
it up. Nice little theme bar.
I would like, man, to, you just have to have all the patrons when they walk in the door sign a disclaimer.
Yeah. That would be pretty good.
Or it's just an automatic disclaimer. If you come in this place, you are automatically, just entering the door is a disclaimer. You know, just a mass disclaimer.
I feel you like, wave I feel all like your liability. I feel like
you'd
want
to have somebody sign something. Because
yeah.
The way people do lawsuits nowadays.
Oh, I know. Well, see, that's what.
Then you could have the referees in civil court. Instead of a judge, you have a referee, and y'all just
See, and that's what's screwy with the way things are nowadays versus when I was growing up, is everybody is so quick to sue. You know, we're going to sue everybody. You got lawsuits.
It's man, quick money, though. It's quick money. That's why they want to sue.
Is it quick money? If you settle out of court.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people do that, though, Ralph. I think a lot of people will settle out of court because they don't want to get tied up in the courts and spend tens and tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, people would rather get, you know, a nice sum check of like $5,000 or something than to waste $20,000 in lawyer fees, you know, to win.
Well, I think, and I've been thinking about court stuff because they're bringing back that old time TV series Night Court. They're bringing that back. And I think it premieres tonight. It premieres tonight. And what's unique about it is the old one had that Judge Stone. His name was Judge Stone, Harry Stone, Judge Harry Stone. Well, in this new revised version of Night Court, the character, the judge, is actually Harry Stone's daughter. So she grew up, became a lawyer, became a lawyer, went to school, and now she's the Night Court. She's taken her dad's place. It has that one district attorney guy is back that was in Night Court, the original Night Court. He's back. But it looks good. It looks like they're going to do it the same way they did the original show. And the original show was funny.
You know who I liked? The bald-headed guy in the original Night Court.
What was his name? He was the bait.
Bull Hurley or something?
Bull. Yeah.
I miss that guy. Is he still around?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he's still around, but he's not going to be in this show.
Might be a cameo.
I think the bailiff is and this is more fitting, is a big black woman. Yeah, you don't want to mess with her. It looks hilarious though, folks. It does, especially if they keep it the way the original Night Court was. Just do the courtroom stuff. You know, they always ruin shows. Have you noticed? Shows come out and they get going and they're really good and you got a male lead and a female lead and it's a good show. Things are happening. It's funny and all. And then they throw the romance in. They throw the romance in. And now all of a sudden, you know, the one person's in, you know, falls in love with that one. It's just like, Cheers. And it's just like that FBI, what was that with Mulder and Scully?
X-Files.
Yeah. X-Files was excellent until all of a sudden they decide they're going to have a little sexual tension between the two main characters. Wrong. Don't ruin the show. That ruined it. Totally ruined it. Keep it professional.
Gillian Anderson was pretty hot, man.
Well, no, I know she is, but I mean, as far as the show, and she still is, by the way, as old as she is. Yeah. But I mean, as far as the show, the continuity of the show, don't have people, you know, not everybody falls in love with everybody. You know, hi, Mama Bear Tracy. You know, not everybody falls in love with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just keep it a show. Just be fine with it. You know.
I always wonder what happened to the continuation of Full House. I think they tried to bring that back. I don't know. Was that only on Netflix?
They did like a show called Fuller House, but the only thing missing from that show was the Olsen twins coming back as Michelle.
And of course, you know, the late.
But Candace Cameron Bure came back as DJ, and then Jodie Sweetin came back as Stephanie.
Good to see you, Mama Bear Tracy.
And all that stuff, and grew up in the same house.
Well, they also tried to do it with the Brady Bunch. They also tried to bring, they tried to redo the Brady Bunch with everybody being older now.
The Brady's was a later spinoff, but it just wasn't the same like the original show.
No. Yeah, because I just saw that not too long. I just saw a story on that not too long ago.
You know, and some of the original cast members, like the original Cindy, didn't come back.
Yeah, and it just won't work, you know. It just don't work with that stuff, you know. But I don't know. I tell you, the show, I was reading this thing saying shows that wouldn't do good today in today's climate. And we've talked about this before. You got All in the Family, you know, that wouldn't work. Nope. The Jeffersons, that wouldn't work. Nope. Stanford and Son, that wouldn't work. I mean, these shows here, they wouldn't work. I don't think. Do you think Golden Girls would make it now, Eric?
I would probably be along the lines of a yes and no.
I don't see
because
yeah, I think it would.
If they did like a reboot of like the Golden Girls. You know, it. I know in a way it wouldn't be the same because.
Oh yeah, who would be the
Golden Girls we loved had Betty White and Bea Arthur.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and Estelle Getty.
You can't replace them.
Yeah,
I can't think of anybody.
No, that's a hard cast to try to replace. Yeah, that'd be a hard cast to replace.
I wonder if Married with Children can still be good now.
No,
kind of pushing boundaries back then.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. No. I mean, Al Bundy wouldn't. No, they couldn't. They couldn't have an Al Bundy character nowadays. I mean, it just you know this. No, but no, with no. Saying that though, Ralph, and saying that, it would be hilarious if they did.
I think it would.
He's got more things than more things to be ticked off at. Go ahead, Ralph.
Of course, Mama Bear Tracy brings up Little House on the Prairie. I mean, of course, you know, it wouldn't be the same because we don't have Michael Landon anymore.
No, but the whole gist of that show, that whole gist of the pioneers out, you know, and trying to survive in that. I think a show like that would be, might do all right.
I mean, well, and I think a reason why you wouldn't have shows like Touched by an Angel on the air anymore, even though Della Reese is not with us anymore, but you still have Roma Downey, who loved her as Monica, and or shows like Alf or you know, or Little House on the Prairie, is that the reason why you wouldn't see them on TV is because they're just too wholesome. And you have people who you know, in the entertainment industry who would probably call those shows boring.
Yeah. Hi, Miss Dick.
You know, what is supposed to be so boring about wholesome shows? Because I think wholesome shows are meant to make people feel good and to remind people that we're all God's children.
Right. I don't see anything wrong with trying to bring Elf back. That was hilarious.
You know, I think there's such, would they be such things as a friendly alien?
Oh, yeah. What's that other one that Robin Williams was in? What was Robin Williams in?
Mork and Mindy.
Nano. That was a funny show. Nano. Yeah, that kind of stuff is hilarious. I like the idea of an alien coming and living with a family, and they're new to Earth. They don't know what's going on with Earth. But yeah. You know, what we need.
A remake of Quantum Leap out, I think, no?
Yes, there is. Yeah, and I got to say, it looks pretty good. I haven't seen it, but it looks pretty good. I mean, if they keep the premise to what the original show was, I think that would be fine. You know, I heard that they were going to do another $6 million man show But by today's money, they didn't have that kind of money to build someone. $6 million is dirt cheap. And that'd only get them like, that'd only get them like a left foot. You know, it wouldn't get them a, couldn't get them a whole.
It'd be like, I think, I don't know what, you know, $6 million back then would be adjusted for like inflation today.
I don't know. Probably
make a Tesla man or something.
Yeah. Speaking of Tesla, this is what gets me. Marley says $1 billion man. Yeah, that might be close. That might be close. You know, this thing that gets me about like cars, like the Tesla. So you got this electric car, and you know, it's you know, running off of batteries and that. Why didn't they make the roof a solar panel?
Because they don't want to waste money. Well, they want you to waste money. That's what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't that make sense?
Perfect sense, though, right?
It makes perfect sense.
Why
yeah, because then you don't have to worry about charging it. It's
you
charging
don't need
it
charging stations. You don't need to stop every sort of amount of miles, right? You can just keep going. But no.
No.
They don't want you to do it. No, they want you to be reliant on whatever they put out there.
Heaven forbid we should do something right.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Schemers. Yeah. Bunch of schemers out there.
I mean, that makes totally sense. Makes perfect sense, you know. Have a solar panel roof on it. Yeah, there you go. It's charging all the time. And then it's charged.
You can still have a charging station when it's cloudy for like days at a time.
Yeah. But what charges, I think what charges a solar panel is the same thing that gives us a sunburn, and that's UV, the UV rays, you know. And I think with the technology, they could make a solar panel that it doesn't matter if it's cloudy. It's still charging because it's getting, you know, the ultraviolet rays from the sun and not so much the other stuff. I think they could. I think they have it, to tell you the truth. I really do.
I mean, I've bought portable solar panels, you know, for like camping purposes that do the exact, well, they sold it on the premise that it could be still cloudy and you can get some of I've seen it work when I charge my phone on it. It'd be a cloudy day and there'll still be a charge coming through. So
it's yeah,
like I can't do it.
They slip. See, they slipped up, Ralph.
Of course.
They of course. Slipped up.
I'm gonna capitalize on it.
It's like when I lived in England. I was driving a car called the Vauxhall. It was the brand name Vauxhall. Just a great car, same kind of car that the cops used, and it was a nice little car, four door sedan, and get up and go. I mean, it was scooting. It was a nice car, a lot of power and all this and that, and it got about 55 miles to a gallon. 55 miles to a gallon, I swear. And I'm going, man, why don't whoever makes the Vauxhall, why don't they make a car for America? You know, I mean, our cars in America, you know, I'm lucky if I get 18 miles to a gallon with the cars in England. I'm talking to the English guy and I'm saying, you know, so I go, so who makes Vauxhall? Who's this secret motor manufacturer, you know, this car manufacturing here in Europe that makes Vauxhall? He goes, GM. I go, what? He goes, yeah, it's a General Motors car. Are you kidding me? So General Motors can make a car for Europe that gets 55 miles to a gallon, but they can't do that in America? What the French toast is that all about? You know, and then the guy reminded me, he goes, well, it's all your regulations in that you have, that your government puts out on everything. And I thought, man, what a ripoff. We could have been running around in cars getting 50, 60 miles to a gallon all this time.
Oh, well, I have a step cousin, you know, who has a Toyota Land Cruiser that, you know, has the steering wheel on the right side of the vehicle, because I think after like, if a vehicle in Japan is of a certain model year, when they get to be like a certain age, they have to be taken off the road permanently over there. And of course, if they're still like good enough to use, that they could ship them to countries that will allow them, including us, because here in America, you know, you could drive a car with a steering wheel on the right side of the road, as long as, like you say, you still follow, you know, like, you know, driving on the right side of the road. And,
oh, yeah.
And then, like, your like mail trucks that deliver mail, commonly they have their steering wheel on the right side, because when they are pulling up to your mailbox, that way they're putting your mail in the mailbox.
Yes, they are.
And I would imagine mail trucks over in England would have the steering wheel on the left side if they're, like, pulling up to the mailbox and sticking it in the mailbox at the road.
Yeah, I don't know.
Welcome, bringing them back.
I don't know. It's just crazy. It's crazy out there. Hey, real quick, I was, you know, everybody knows. I mean, you're all in here. You're hearing my voice today. You know that on Fridays we have our Promote Your Podcast, Promote Your Business Day. We've kind of expanded it out to, to promote whatever endeavor you got going. You know, as long as it's legal and moral, you know, we're not going to promote illegal stuff and immoral stuff. But I was contacted through our webpage by a gentleman by the name of Matthew Anthony. Let's see, his last name is Matthew Anthony Bazile, Basile, Matthew Bazile. And he emails us and he goes, "Hey, old man and Eric, I'd really like you guys to help me with a promotion I've got going on here. I need, but I can't get in your show because of the working hours I have. I can't come into your live show." And I said, "Well, tell me what you got going on. Let's see what's going on." Well, this kid is an author. He's an author. He's a writer of sci-fi and fantasy books. And he says, "I have a book out. It just got published. I think it's his first book. And it's called Dreaming. And it's a paperback, and you can find it on Amazon, and you can find it in Barnes and Noble. Dreaming: A Solar System Near the Brink of Collapse, and Two Lost Souls Who Will Either Save It or Deliver Its Death Blow. A World Filled with Strange Visions, Space Pirates, Idealist Politicians, and the Spark. Find out what it truly means to dream." And his book, Dreaming. So I told him that, well, there's other things that we can do if you can't come on the show. One of them is what I just did right there. You can find his book, Dreaming, at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon. And I'm going to do a little mini infocast with him on Wednesday. We're going to get together. We're going to call. We're going to contact each other. We're going to have a little conversation. We're going to have a little talk. Anything about a 5-minute talk, and then I will be posting that. So for all you people out there with podcasts and businesses and other endeavors, and you think, "Man, I just can't get to the show," that is an avenue that we can do for you. I will put together a little mini cast, and anywhere from 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 minutes long. You can tell us about your product. You and I can just talk, or we can get Eric involved. You know, we can just talk about it. We can just talk about it, tell people about your product. And then I will publish and post that. And there you go. We get the word out that way. So when Wednesday comes around, keep an eye out for that mini cast so we can help this young guy and his book. But like I said, that's another avenue for you guys. If you want something like that, if you're interested in something like that, contact us through the webpage. Go to the webpage, www.theoldmanspodcast.com. Go to the contact section, send us an email, and we'll see what we can do to help you. So there's other avenues that we can do to try to help you get your endeavors out there, because that's what we do. So I just wanted to bring that up before I forget. Bam! There you go. All righty then. I got on this kick on drummers. Because of Ralph. Ralph played, he opened up his show here a couple of shows ago with Inagata De Vita. And I tuned into his show right at the drum solo. Oh, baby. The drum solo on Inagata De Vita. And I got hooked again on drummers, and I'm listening to drummers. I was just checking drummers out.
Excuse me. It gets you riled up, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And I saw this little conversation with Ringo Starr from the Beatles. Now, Ringo he's a drummer that when you think of top drummers in the music industry, you just don't think of Ringo Starr, you know. But they were talking to him, and he was explaining some stuff about the drum work in the Beatles songs, in the Beatles music. And it's interesting to know that when you look at Ringo Starr, he's drumming. He's using what is commonly known as a right-handed kit. The snare is in between your legs, the hi-hats to your left, you know, and then you got your toms going from left to right on the drum set with your bass and your cymbals and what have you. The very basic right-handed kit. And he says, but I'm left-handed. It's like, what? And he goes, yeah, and if you watch me when I'm drumming and everything I had to work on, all the stuff I had to work on for the songs, coming up with the rhythms and all that stuff, it was kind of hard for me because I'm left-handed, but I'm playing a right-handed drum set. And they go, well, why are you playing a right-handed drum set? He goes, because my grandmother bought me the drums and she says, you ain't going to be no left-hander. You're going to be a right-hand. Play them right, you know. And so he goes, so I've always been playing a right-handed kit, even though I'm left-handed. And they say, so when you watch him drum, he kind of dips his right shoulder and raises his left shoulder a lot when he's playing. It's because he's left-handed. So anyway, Ringo Starr's drumming is, like I said, it's not flashy and all this and that. You know, he's not the, you know, he's not the, you know, the guy from, Neil Peart, you know, he's not like Neil, you know, but as far as a swing band drummer, there's nobody better than Ringo Starr. I mean, because he can take and he does all the swing band, the jazz stuff, you know, he's really good at doing that. So I started looking and I thought, what the heck, who is considered, you know, the best drummers around, you know, who are the best drummers? And I was doing a little research on here. And a lot of these guys, I don't know, but I was looking on the list and I was looking at the top. Well, they say this is the top 300 drummers. Well, I got to about 120 and I said, that's it. I ain't looking anymore. But on this list of 300 plus drummers, the top coming in at 115 is Karen Carpenter. You know, Karen Carpenter from the Carpenters. A lot of people don't realize this, but she was a good drummer. She was a drummer. So Karen Carpenter coming in at number 89 on this list was Tommy Lee. I was kind of surprised that Tommy Lee was so low on this list. The guy from Guns N' Roses, Steven Adler, coming in at 75. The Eagles, Don Henley, he comes in at 74. The one-armed drummer from Def Leppard, Rick Allen, he comes in at number 69. I thought, are you kidding me? I thought he would be ranked a lot higher than that, too. I mean, look at what he's doing. You know, I mean, look at how he's drumming. He's drumming with one arm. And then the only other woman on this list besides Karen Carpenter, Sheila E. Sheila E. comes in at number 64. Ringo Starr that I mentioned, he's at 62. Charlie Watts from Rolling Stone comes in at 45. Alex Van Halen, he comes in at 37 from the Van Halen band. And coming in at number 29 is Phil Collins. And I thought, well, that was interesting. But here are your top 20 drummers. Jason Boham. Do you know him? Do you know that guy, Jason Boham? Let's see. He's the son of the late Led Zeppelin drummer, John Boham. He's the son of the late Led Zeppelin drummer. So he comes in at number 20. Number 19 is a gentleman by the name of Bill Bruford. Let's see. He was a drummer for, does it give the band? It doesn't give a band. He's just like he's bouncing around in all kinds of bands from 68 to 72. So There you go. Bill Bruford. Let's see here. Let me see. Let me just go to the guys that I know. Stephen Gadd. Steve Gadd. He comes in at number 11. And he was a studio drummer. He was a studio drummer, but he was so well-known and so highly regarded, he played on all kinds of songs. He's in the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame. Steve Gadd. There you go. At number 11. Number 10, Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl. He is the drummer for Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, drummer for Foo Fighters. Mike Portnoy. Mike Portnoy. He's the drummer for Dream Theater. Never heard of him. Dream Theater. Let's see. Gene Krupa, an old-time swing band drummer. Gene Krupa. He comes in at number 8. And now, see, that's the kind of style drumming that Ringo Starr is. He comes in there. Ginger Baker. Everybody knows Ginger Baker. He comes in at number 7. Stuart Copeland. Stuart Copeland. He's the band for The Police. He comes in at number 6. Keith Moon. Everybody know Keith Moon? What band did Keith Moon drum in? Let's see. He was the drummer for The Who. He comes in at number 5. Number 5. Danny Carey at number 4. Danny Carey at number 4. He is the band, the drummer for the band Tool. For the band Tool. As a matter of fact, the Tool, I think he has one of the honorable mentions in the top 10 drum solos, Dan Carey. Number 3, Buddy Rich. Buddy Rich. Old Buddy Rich. As a matter of fact, Buddy Rich has a he comes number 9 in the top 10 drum solos of all time. Buddy Rich comes in at number 9 from 1966 playing West Side Story medley. West Side Story medley. Coming in at number 2, John Bonham, Led Zeppelin, the dad to the guy that was coming in early on down there. And then guess who number 1 is? And I wasn't shocked by this at all. Neil Peart. Now, I don't think there's a better drummer out there than Neil Peart. He's the drummer for Rush. Neil Peart, Rush. I saw a documentary on Neil Peart, and this guy, I mean, he is so good. I mean, he's phenomenal. He's always on the top of everybody's list, Neil Peart. And he was in his late 40s, something like that. And he reached a point in his drumming where he goes, you know, I'm kind of bored. I'm kind of bored drumming. I think I could do better. And I'm going, how could he do better? I mean, the guy's top in his class. You know, he's the top guy. How can you be doing better? And so he went and he signed up and took drum lessons. Drum lessons. I thought that was amazing. Here he goes. Yeah, I went back to the basics. I took drum lessons. I went and got signed up and took drum lessons to go back to the basics, sharpen up my basics in that. And I thought that was fascinating thing about Neil Peart. Just a great. So here are your top 10 drum solos. Number 10, Ralph. Number 10, Indigata Davida. Ron Bushy. And I was shocked. Ron Bushy. I didn't find Ron Bushy on this list. And I went down to about 200. I didn't see Ron Bushy on this list of top drummers. But Ron Bushy, I mean, Indigata Davida. That's crazy. Number 9, West Side Story, Buddy Rich. Number 8, Painkiller, Judas Priest's drum solo. Number 7, the old drum solo from Wipeout. Hey, Wipeout. You know that one? That one here? Yeah, there you go. Coming in at number 6. The Beatles song, The End, the drum solo that Ringo Starr does, the only drum solo that I'm aware of that Ringo Starr did, was in the song, The End, and that comes in number 6 as solos. Rat Salad, Black Sabbath, Number four, you won't get fooled again by The Who. Number two, XYYZ by Rush. The second was, they didn't give a number two in the top, but they did a bunch of honorable mentions, like the song Toad, Fire, Radar Love. Great drum solo. And how can you have a list of great drum solos without having Frankenstein? Edward, you got to have Frankenstein. And then the number one drum solo of all time, Moby Dick. Moby Dick. There you go. So there you go. What do you think about? What do you think about drummers? What do you think about drummers, Russ, Ralph, Eric? I like Ralph's drum solos.
I think the drummers are underappreciated, I think, man. I mean, I personally wouldn't know, which is why I'm saying it. Like, I personally don't know the names of drummers, but right. We overlook them because they're pretty much the glue for a whole song. You
know, they're the key to the rhythm section. Yeah, they're the key to the rhythm section. They keep the song going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to say, Russ?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like what Ralph was saying, they sit in the background through most songs and you don't really notice them like that. But if they wasn't there, the whole song would be completely different and not nearly as good as it is.
Duke James says he's a drummer. Duke James says he is a drummer. Like this thing I saw on Ringo Starr. Because somebody was complaining that Ringo Starr was a lousy drummer. He wasn't good. And this kid that is a drummer that does podcasts, he goes, well, I challenged the guy that said this because he also claimed to be a drummer. And he challenged this guy to play to a Beatles song the way Ringo Starr plays in this song, you know. With the you know, just the basic hi-hat and snare and just, you know, keep the thing going. And but he had to keep the same pace. He couldn't slow down, couldn't speed up. He had to do it exactly like Ringo Starr. And it was only a 2.5 minute song. Only a 2.5 minute song. And the guy couldn't do it. He couldn't do it because Ringo's handwork, especially on the hi-hat, and that his handwork was so fast. And so, like you said, Ralph and Russ, yeah, they're just in the background. Nobody gives them any, nobody gives them any thought until they blast out with a big old solo. You know,
I've heard plenty of Tool songs where, man, just the drummer solo or whatever their beat pattern was really stood out in the song. So,
yeah, and I've always been of the school that these electronic drum machines, you know, I just don't think drum machines can compare to an actual hands-on drummer. You got to have that guy, there banging the stick.
It's a different sound. I mean, of course, it depends on how you record it or, you know, live mm-hmm. drummer compared to a, you know, someone performing on a drum machine. It's a lot of different elements in it. You know, the way the drum sound bounces off the room, you know, depending on where you're playing. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Very intricate if you want to get into
it. Yeah. And like that. And then with the drummers nowadays, everything is so fast. I mean, everything's fast, but is it fast because the drummers are fast or is it fast because of the equipment? Like the bass drum work that these drummers have, I mean, they got the double bass drums and the pedals to the bass drums have the double action on them, you know, where you push it down, it hits the drum, you let it up, it hits the drum, you know, so they're just doing, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it is really flying. But you know, the guy that helped invent a lot of that stuff or designed a lot of that stuff for drummers was the guy from Def Leppard. Because when he had that accident and he lost his, what did he lose? Did he lose his left arm?
Yeah, I think it was his left arm.
I don't remember what.
I think all he had left
his left
arm. Hi, Jeremy.
I think it was his right arm he lost. Yeah, all he had was
lost his right arm. Yeah, lost his right arm. And man, I mean, he invented all kinds of stuff to help him drum because he was not going to stop drumming. Hi, Jeremy. Cummings is culture in the house. Good to see you. He wasn't going to stop drumming. It wasn't going to stop. So he designed and invented a lot of this equipment to make things easier for him. But, you know, so other drummers adapt it, and it makes them fast. It makes them so fast. But I will say this, but no one has a drum. No one had a drum set as big and as intense as the guy from Rush, Neil Peart. Good Lord. I mean, could you put any more drums in that drum set? I mean, I seen one picture of him. He has all those drums in front of him. And he's got all, I mean, he's just, I don't know how many he's got. I should try to find a picture and count how many drums he's got in there and how many cymbals. But he uses them all. I mean, he uses them all. The guy's just fantastic. But he also has a big old gong in the background. He has a big old Chinese gong in the back. Bong. So if all you music lovers out there, you know, you guys love your music and that. When you start listening to songs, give a little added attention and listen to the drum work that's going on in the background. You know, we forget the rhythm sections. You know, we forget the rhythm sections. And what is a rhythm section? Well, you got your rhythm guitar, your bass player, and your drummer. Basically, there's your rhythm section. And they're the lifeblood of any music song. I mean, they keep the thing going. They keep it moving. So check out drummers. Look up that. Yeah, look up that.
Drumming's probably one of the hardest instruments to get down, man. I play a lot of different instruments. I can play pretty much any wind instrument there is. And drumming is just one thing I never could pick up.
Well, I did. I can play a basic drum kit. You know, I could in my day I did. I could play it. I messed around with it. As a matter of fact, I was with a bunch of friends of mine, we were at this bar and they had a live band playing and we were talking about it. And I told him, I says, yeah, I can. As a matter of fact, Mr. T's dad was there when this all came down. And I said, well, yeah, I can play drums. They go, gosh, shut up, Merc. You can't play drums. Yes, I can. And Mr. T's dad, Richard, he stood up for me. He goes, yeah, I bet he can. Have you heard this guy drum on a table? Because I used to drum on the table all the time. And so the band was playing. The band was getting ready to play. And I go, hey, do you guys mind if I sit in on drums? They go, no, go ahead. What do you want to play? I go, well, do you know House of the Rising Sun? No, not that. Yeah, there it is.
Welcome, Brenda.
I think that's what I played. I don't remember now. But they go, yeah. So we started and I played. And I went and I sat back down with them and they're going, I'll be dang. The old man can play. The old man can play drums. But yeah, it's not easy to do at all. And, you know, I could play enough to get by. That was about it. But yeah, drummers, you need to. In the band I had a band called Higher Ground. We were kind of a rock and roll, Christian rock and roll band. We did cover songs. And me and my drummer, Mark Pepage. I mean, we played together for quite a while. We played for years. And we had a thing, you know, your bass player and your drummer. I mean, there's a connection there. Your bass player knows what your drummer's going to do. Your drummer knows what the bass player is going to change up. And I mean, it just, it's a good thing. Hey, Johnny Tacos in the house. Good to see you, Johnny Tacos. We plugged your show. Good to see you, brother. Thanks for coming in. But yeah, drummers. I love drummers. Yeah. But you want to go to YouTube, look up the 10 best drum solos. That's a video. Look at and check that out. It's amazing. It's amazing, these guys and the drummers. So yeah, that's one thing I wanted to get off my chest. All right, that's it. Done. Drumming. Got it done. All right. It's all you now, Russ. It's all your it's all on you, buddy.
Yeah, next week we can move to cellos.
Oh, don't get me started on cellos, man.
Welcome, Karate Jane.
Cellos, man. Cellos are where it's at when it comes to orchestras, man. Karate Jane wants to call in. We'll let Karate Jane call in. Karate Jane, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Russ, you know. Eric, I'm just going to let you know because you're going to hear about it. I'm going to make it brief, Russ. Jester kicked me out of his group.
Oh my goodness.
And Clapper. And not only did he do that, he went on live with Jake after I explained to Jake. They made fun of my cat. My cat was dying. And they made fun of my cat. And then so I changed my name so I could go in the group because some of them were calling me Drama Queen. But then they said I was being deceitful. And they caught me doing that. But that wasn't my intention. I just wanted to get a fresh start. So anyway, I told Jake all this. And then Jake and him had a Podbean. And I went in the Podbean, but Jester wouldn't let me defend myself.
Hold up, Karate Jane. And I can appreciate where you're at, and I can appreciate, you know, that you need to talk to Russ and that. But we're trying to be a drama free show. So I'm sure you can get together with Russ and get this all ironed out and everything. Because the one thing we just don't on my show, I just don't want to get involved in all that stuff. So, you know, so take together. Yeah, take that up with Russ. I think Russ goes on about an hour after we're done. So you can go in there and have it all out with Russ. Talk with Russ.
Yeah, I already talked to Russ. I just wanted Eric to know.
Oh, okay. Well,
we do appreciate you letting us know, but I'm sure you and Russ will discuss it more later.
Right. Yeah. So,
how are you today?
Good.
That's good to hear.
Just stay strong. Just stay strong. Just work through. Just work through your issues and just move on. Don't rely on other people.
Yeah. Well, I was already blocked anyway. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
All right. You got anything else? You got anything else you want to talk about? That's
cat's doing much better. She has hyperthyroidism, and I talked to the natural man, and he helped me because he had a cat, and he helped me, gave me good advice on how to take care of her. And I have to give her medicine, but she's doing so much better, and she's gaining weight because that's a terrible disease. It eats your muscle mass away. And she just had her 13th birthday, and I got her this nice cardboard spring house and a scratcher, and she goes inside it, and then I put the things down as strings, and she plays with it, and I'm so excited that she actually goes in it.
Yeah, I have a good friend on the Opinionated Lushes podcast, and she lost her cat. It was an older cat. Yeah. I mean, you know, they don't live forever, and they are part of the family, and it is kind of devastating when they pass away. So, well, we're glad she's getting better, and just hope everything works out for her because pets are family members. I mean, I got friends that got dogs and cats, and they just love their animals.
I know. I used to have guinea pigs too. We had so many. We had turtles, guinea pigs, a pet opossum. My brother used to cat. We thought he was going to be a vet. He caught a pet opossum. He taught it tricks. It was funny. And he had a ribbon snake that did tricks and would loop upside down. And then he had a 6-foot boa constrictor.
Wow. Jeremy says, Jeremy down there in Cummings' Culture says, he says, my cat isn't even my cat. It just hangs around here. He just shows up. He just showed up one day and acted like this was his home, and so it is his home.
Yeah, they say dogs have masters and they're loyal, but cats have personal staff. This is her house. I'm just wait on her, but she is loyal. If I say Titi, come on in, and her name's Tiara. I call her Princess Titi, and I say, Titi, come on, if we're going outside and sit outside, I say, Titi, come on in, and she will listen to me. And people are like, wow, how come you train your cat? How come she calls? She's not a dog. And I said, because she loves me.
Yeah, I don't trust cats.
No, a lot of people don't.
Yeah. That's because cats are too dang independent. Yeah. Hold on, Johnny Tacos. Yeah. Johnny Tacos saying, somehow I can't talk while on the PC. Are you listening to the show on your laptop or on your computer? If you're doing it through the Podbeam webpage, Yeah, you cannot join the chat room or talk.
You have to do it on the smartphone or tablet app.
Yeah, you have to do it on their phone apps. So that's how you
get into
the conversation there.
I think with the discussion of like pets, I'm kind of left wondering, where's Crax when we need her, you know, from the Exotics Radio podcast.
Now, see, we grew up at my house when we were kids. We had cats and dogs. We had all kinds. I think at one time we had 21 cats.
Holy cow!
Three dogs.
Wow.
A turtle, a rabbit, and a couple of guinea pigs. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a turtle too. Boxer turtles and a snapper. And those little painter turtles. When we used to go camping, we had a boat and we'd go out in the lake and get the painter turtles. They were really pretty turtles. They had like orange paint on the, it looked like orange paint on the sides of their faces. They were real little. And we put them in a fish tank. Yeah, they were cool.
Yeah, well, we had 21 cats at one time there, Marley, because we had three cats that, like within the same week, had seven kitten litters. We had three of them at the same time.
Holy cow!
Yeah, those little hoes were out there running around. Yeah.
did you get fine homes for them?
Would you call
them? I think we did. I think we found homes for, because my mom made it. That was our mission. She goes, we are not keeping all these cats. I'm going to take them to the pound if you don't find homes for them. And we found, as far as I can remember, we found homes for all of them.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but my mom had a Siamese cat.
Oh, they never shut up. They talk you to death.
This cat ruled the roost. I mean. She was my mom's cat. I always called Siamese cats were like the Doberman Pinschers of the cat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're really got attitude, Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
Siamese cats. And this cat, me and my brother saw it one day during the summertime. Somebody come into our living room. Me and my brother are sitting there, and a sparrow flew into the house. A sparrow.
Holy cow.
And we're going, oh, great. We got to get this bird out of the house. And this bird was kind of flying around in the TV room when it came in. This Siamese cat came running out of my mom's bedroom, didn't slow down, jumped up and grabbed that bird out of the air.
Oh yeah,
And then ran back into my mom's room. And me and my brother are going, "What the French toast was that?"
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they show. Well, I don't know if your Siamese cat was outdoors sometimes, but outdoor cats, feral cats, they like people that live on barns and everything, they have cats, so they don't have a lot of mice, but they will catch moles and stuff, and they bring it to their owner, and that's an affection. It's gross, but that's a sign of affection that they're bringing something to you.
Language, dumb cumpster language. We don't, we're a family friendly show. We got, so we watch our language. Even in the chat room. So please take note. Please take note.
I want to see a cat do a drum solo.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Hey, Shep.
He'd be able to. I'll tell you what, he'd be able to.
Probably. Why did that guy said F cats?
I don't know. We don't care. What was your
topic? I'm sorry I interrupted you guys.
Well, we were at the time talking about drummers, but that was pretty much run to the end.
Okay.
But you know, I love these. See, we had three dogs too at the same time.
What? And they got along with the cats? Yes,
they all got along.
Much more of a dog person than a cat person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how my mom is. She will not have a cat. She had black labs.
We had a big old German Shepherd. We had a big old German Shepherd.
Nice.
And that dog would lay down. He'd be laying down in the in the family room. And when we had all them kittens would be climbing on him and playing. I mean, he just lay there and let him.
He was a patient dog, because German Shepherds, man, you must have raised him really good.
Always had good luck with German Shepherds. They were a great family dog. Yeah. So, well, anyway, listen, Karate Jay, good to have you call in and talk for a little bit. I'm going to cut you loose.
This and Ralph must have left us.
Thanks for coming on in and sharing your story. Cats, we love pets. We all love pets. So thank you. Thank you very much. Karate Jane. There you go. Yeah, we lost Ralph. He probably got a phone call or something to take off. We had pets. I had pets for my kids when they were growing up. And the thing is with my cats, when those kids were growing up, I'd get a cat in the house and I would get big old leather gloves and rough them up when they were kittens. I'd rough them up. I'd get them. My wife said I made them mean. I don't think I made them mean. I did make them aggressive because anything, I wanted them aggressive too, because anything that came into the house that I didn't want in the house, I wanted to make sure the cats would be on patrol and they would take them. You know, they take care of the things. And that's what they did. I remember coming home one time and the kids were little and their little arms were all full of little holes and scratch marks. And I remember looking at the kids going, oh, were you guys playing with the cats today? They go, yes. I go, well, you got to be careful. They'll scratch you. We know. Crazy times. Johnny Taco says, sorry for radio silence, editing Thursday's episode. Editing? You edit? Who edits? I don't edit. We don't edit nothing on the Old Man's Podcast
God
show.
Bless that, man.
What's that?
God welcome, bless Shelby Jack. For editing.
Yeah. So, Russ, what you got going on? You got any interesting shows coming up? Where you at in the standings, man?
Number nine.
There you go. You're hanging in there.
That's a plateau, man. That's as far as that's going.
I don't know. I don't know.
Above nine, it gets deep in the waters.
So do you get any kind of do you get anything from Podbeam if you stay on there for the month? Any kind of recognition or I mean, do they send you a plaque? Or
no, they just put my little. When I do my show, I have a little top 10 at the top of my show.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. And when people look at it live, it says top 10.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that. You got any special topics coming up you're going to cover on your shows?
I just really do it from the hip all the time.
Thanks, man. I like to think that I influenced you.
Yeah,
it's
a good way to do it.
I know. This is a fun way to do it. Yeah. I mean, this is a fun way to do the show. So, anyway, hey, Eric, you want to. What's that?
I said you never know what you're going to get sometimes, but that makes it fun, too.
It does. Hey, Eric, you want to tell everybody about the trivia contest that's going on right now?
Oh, absolutely. Coming up, of course, Friday. That'll be a big day for us, but in order to get to Friday, the trivia question for the month of January under the category of literature, and I'm about to post it in chat again. And in case you're new here or haven't already done so, hit that follow or subscribe button, and you'll get notifications when we go live or when we publish new episodes. This month's trivia question, in the Harry Potter series, the Hogwarts motto in Latin reads as Draco dormiens nunquam titillandus. What does it mean in English? And if you know the answer, instead of posting your answer in chat, email it instead along with your name to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. And you have until this Thursday at 12 a.m. midnight Eastern time, 11 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Pacific to get your entry submitted in. And those that answer correctly are eligible to take part in a drawing, as this Friday we will be drawing the name of the lucky winner when we announce the correct answer. And the lucky winner will receive a $50 gift certificate to Glow Flow Denver. And to check out like the great merchandise that J-Baby Small Business Glow Flow Denver has available, you can go to glowflowdenver.com. And, of course, the promo code, the old man... 10 is still going on.
Yes, you can still use that.
Welcome WKOP.
You can use that code anytime you shop at GloFlow Denver. You go there, you want to find some stuff, you see stuff you want to buy, go ahead and buy it. And then at the end, when you cash out, when you check out, just use the promo code THEOLDMAN10, and you'll get 10% off your total sales. Hey, WKOP Yancey, good to see you, my man. I got to ask you, Yancey, is that really you in that picture? Is that really you in that picture? Is it? Is that really you, buddy? Brother, is that you? That's me. You still have that beard? You still have that beard? That is one awesome beard. Much shorter now. Yeah. I had a dream. I had a dream. I cut my beard off. Yeah. Ooh. I know. I'm here to shout. I couldn't believe it. It was something like I just happened to wake up. I was in my dream. I was asleep. And when I woke up, I didn't have my beard. I mean, I had like a goatee, but I didn't have my, you know, the length of my beard. And it was so devastating to me in my dream that I actually woke myself up in real life. And when I go to sleep, I tie my beard all up. You know, I'll either have Grammy braid it or I'll just tie it up with little crunchies and that kind of stuff. And so I had to grab it and feel it. I go, oh, okay. It's still there. It's still there. And man, it was devastating. It was devastating. I don't know how long I've had this beard. I think I had it before I started doing my podcast. I don't know. I don't. Somebody asked me how long have I had my. I have no idea. I have no idea how long I've had my beard. 5 years? 5 years maybe? I'm not sure. And it's down. Oh gosh, I don't know. It's about 10 inches. 10 inches long, I guess. I've trimmed it back several times because of the, you know, it gets, yeah, Yancey says, sounds like a nightmare. You betcha it was. You clearly made Grammy angry. Maybe that's what it was, Jay Baby. Maybe I got under Grammy's skin or during the day, and then I dreamed that she chopped it off. Because when I told her what happened, she goes, did I chop it off in your dream? Did I chop it? No, no, you didn't. Have a great day, Johnny Tacos. Good to see you, brother. Man. Oh, well, now let's see. Jay Baby's in the house, so I want to publicly congratulate her on her Avalanche's win yesterday. Her and her lovely husband, Steve, were at the game. So congratulations. I knew you enjoyed the game because they won. That's why she's in a good mood today, because her team won. My team lost. That made her probably put her in an even better mood, knowing that the Kraken lost. And Russ says that his Avalanche won. Jay Baby, he says his Avalanche won. I'm not sure. Look, I'm gonna look here real quick. Hold on, everybody. I'm pulling up the hockey scores.
I didn't say the Avalanche won. I said the Hurricanes lost by a point.
You said the Hurricanes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get you and Jay Baby confused. Hold on, please. Googling. All right, let's see. Okay, you guys. Okay, I'm going to give you some hockey scores from last night. Ready? Here we go. 4-1, 0-6, 3-6, 4-3, 4-1, 4-0, 3-4, 3-1, 4-3, 1-2. 1-2, and those are your hockey scores for Monday. Oh, come on. You know, I didn't give you the teams. Come on, because I was trying to be funny. I was trying to be funny, you guys. Oh, man. Let's see. Did you guys play yesterday, Russ?
We played the day before yesterday, I think.
Yeah, no, you didn't play yesterday, so that's okay. You don't count then. That was yesterday. That was the day before. Who's playing today? Are you playing today? Let's see. Oilers and Kraken are playing today. Let's see.
I don't think we're playing.
I don't see the Hurricanes are playing. No, they're not playing, so that's good.
They're not playing Wednesday either. What's going on? Yeah, what are you guys taking a week off?
Oh yeah.
So anyway. Restructuring, I don't know. Oh my goodness, my golly.
Hey, so don't forget that if you guys missed yesterday's program, it is now posted. It is now posted. You can download our Martin Luther King show. You can download that with the professor, Chandra. You can check her out. And I haven't seen Shannon. Is Shannon here? Shannon's not here, is she today?
Or unless Shannon's busy with some other commitment, but we know she'll be joining us tomorrow.
I hope so. I haven't heard from her. I sent her a message. I sent her a new word that I learned. A new word I learned. It was, hold on. Peezing. P-E-E-Z-E-I-N-G. Peezing. And that's what happens when you sneeze and tinkle at the same time. You have, you peezled.
You peezled. That's the word of the day. Peezled.
Oh, come on. Come on. Oh, jeez. You guys are rough. You guys are a rough crowd all of a sudden. What's going on? Man. Of course, a lot of you don't have that problem. You only have that problem when you start getting to be as old as the old man is. You know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. You know, you could have a peezle. Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, wow.
Rough crowd. Jeez. I feel like Rodney Dangerfield. Like Rodney Dangerfield, you know. Come on. Oh, yeah, thanks, Marley. Oh, come on, people. You know that was funny. Yeah. Thanks, Marley. Oh, she was in the podcast late. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I got no respect. I'm thinking about doing on our, you know, I post a Sunday funny on Sundays, Sunday afternoons, and been having a great success with those. People have been liking them, getting a lot of downloads. I'm thinking about trying to find some old Rodney Dangerfield and posting that. That'd be hilarious. I mean, the guy was funny. Yeah. Take my wife, please. You know, that kind of stuff.
Welcome, G Radio.
Get that on a sheet. I got to get that on a shirt. Oh, come on, people. Let's see. Oh, yeah. He was in that movie Back to School, where he had to go back to school. I don't think I've ever seen that movie. I don't think I've ever seen that movie. Wasn't he in that golfing movie, Caddyshack?
Caddyshack.
Yeah, he was in Caddyshack. I remember him in that. But I need to look up that movie.
Well, and I would think he would also make regular appearances on some of the late night talk shows, including Johnny Carson.
Oh yeah, he was really popular. He was really popular.
Even though you would commonly hear him say that he can't get any respect.
Right. That was his catchphrase. Yeah, get no respect.
Yeah.
As he's tugging at his collar. Yeah, get no respect. Get no respect. He's not still alive, is he, Eric?
He died 19 years ago.
Really? Huh. Man. Well, see, I should find something on him and post it on the Sunday Funny just as a memorial to him. So, good times. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you'd probably be including like George Burns and Bob Hope and...
I would really like to find some of that old stuff.
Lucille Ball.
Did she do stand-up? Do you know?
I think she did some stand-up along with her TV work, but I know she's, you know, forever famous for I Love Lucy, and of course, you know, and I know another one we loved was Joan Rivers, and then Phyllis Diller. I mean, she was pretty funny.
Right. You know, I still, you know, even with the Sunday funny thing, I'm still trying to keep it somewhat, you know, somewhat clean, PG. Somewhat, you know, family friendly and that kind of stuff. And it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard, you know, because comedians are comedians, you know. Sometimes they, Louis Anderson
was a good one.
Louis Anderson is hilarious. He was hilarious. But I tell you what,
Joan Rivers, the older she got, she went from funny to scary.
Yeah. But I tell you what,
George Carlin was a pretty funny comedian too.
Yep. Yep. But there too, see, that's the language barrier with these guys, with him. And it's like, I was going to say, I'm looking in to try to find some women comedians to post on the, Sunday Funny Show, but I got to tell you, these modern, the more current, lady comedians out there, I don't know. They are actually more, they're more ranked than the men. Jeez Louise.
Wanda Sykes is hilarious, dude.
Yeah, but too, I mean, I can't, you know, a lot, some of them, I just can't. They're just the language and everything is just a little too much, you know, because I don't want to go full blown. If I was going to go full blown and just do anybody and I don't care about language and that, I'd be doing Dave Chappelle stuff, Bill Burr, you know, these guys. But I'm still trying to maintain, you know, the standards of the Old Man's Podcast, you know, family friendly and, you know, and safe for work and that kind of stuff. I know every now and then, like the one I got posted right now, there's a couple of, you know, he slips up. He doesn't slip up, but it's in his routine. You know, there's a couple of, you know, a couple of words in there that are questionable, but it's hard. Brian Reagan is hilarious. Yeah, I remember him long time ago when he first come out. He is a funny comedian. Yeah. So, so if you want a little Sunday funny thing, they only run about, you know, 5 minutes, Sunday afternoon. You look for him, the Old Man's Sunday Funny, find him and give him a listen. And, you know, something to put a little laugh on you, a little smile on you. Yeah. Good times. Like I said, they're becoming pretty popular. I did it as a test. I just wanted to see what would happen. And I'm having great success with them. Go ahead, Eric.
Jeremy mentions Christian comedian Mark Lowry.
Mark Lowry. I'm writing these names down. Mark Lowry. Good. Yeah, I'll be looking at that. Check out the Dry Bar Comedy. Yeah, there are certain social media things out there that you can go to, and they take everybody's routines. Like, I'm sure I can find Bill Barr stuff that where he's not cussing, because, you know, he does things like, you know, Jimmy Fallon's show, and you know, he does the late night shows, and you know, they got to, you know, abide by the you know, the censorship for the television stations and all this and that. So you can find it, but it's hard. It's hard and far and few between. But I love that guy, Bill Barr. Oh man. I mean, he does some stuff when his routines, you can tell the audience is mad. He gets them mad and he goes, "I don't care that you're mad. I'm just telling you like it is." He's funny. Bill Barr, quite an actor too. He's been out in several movies, several TV shows, quite the actor. But my all-time favorite comedian, hands down, and has been for decades, Dave Chappelle. I just love Dave Chappelle. I do. It's just a great guy. Hey, G Radio Entertainment, thanks for the like, man. Appreciate it. Well, Eric and Russ, I don't know. You guys got something specific you want to mention or anything before we get out of here?
Yeah. Well, I know that it's been a great show today, but I know we're going to do it all again tomorrow. And then I know some people kind of left us, but I guess today's show's getting about ready to turn into a pumpkin.
Yeah, we're getting out of here. We're getting out of here. But we got great numbers. We got great numbers, Eric. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Hey, if you're new to the show, hit that follow button for us and come on back tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Eastern time. We're your anti-anger, anti-hate. Grab a coffee. Let's chit-chat about anything and everything interesting and non-confrontational. We're family-friendly, safe for work, easy-going, clean podcast on a mission. And that mission is to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, a skip in your step. Just get you in a good mood as you're going out the door and facing the world. All right? Good times. Russ, you got anything you want to say to everybody before we get out of here?
Yeah, go grab yourself a Mountain Dew and a Moon Pie and make it a good day.
Yes, sir. Make it a good day. All right. Well, listen, I think that's it. I think we're going to close up the shop We're coming in. We've landed. We've landed this bird. Now we're heading to the hangar. Got to refuel and clean things up so we get ready to take off tomorrow. Eric's going to share with us a bunch of podcast friends that got shows that might be coming up for you to check out. Go ahead, Eric.
Right. Well, I know coming up today you'll have Substance for Days and the Frankie B Show along with Milk Dog, and I presume Duke James will be in there somewhere. And then prime time, you've got the Dude Man podcast, and I'm sure Chrissy will be there. And of course, Russ doing an impromptu watch time show and his normal show after 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight. And Ralph also coming back tomorrow morning and along with us for our Wednesday show. So I know we miss Shannon today, but we look forward to having her tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow's her day. She's the chief navigator tomorrow. She's going to come in and guide us through the day. Shannon Lynn Jordan tomorrow morning. Hey, and don't forget, get those answers turned in for the trivia question, because Thursday's going to be here before you know it, and then you're going to run out of time, and you're going to know the answer, and you're going to go, dang, I wanted to get that $50 gift certificate. So get your answers turned in to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. And keep your eye out for the Johnny Tacos Show, Amber May Podcast, Wrong Kind of Podcast, the WKOP Podcast. Check those guys out. Foolish Thoughts by a Fool for Learning. The Two Old Farts. Yesterday I was wondering where they're at. They're back. They just posted a show yesterday.
Wow.
The Two Old Farts. So check them out. Super Had Not Bros Podcast on YouTube. Opinionated Lushes on YouTube. Check those girls out. They are hilarious. And, of course, if you're looking for something on Sunday mornings to put a laugh on you, check out Stewie Griffith Podcast. He's hilarious. Good time. And then, of course, our good friends, Marley 773 and his staff, his crew, have the Underground Shuffle Podcast. Check them out. Check him out on Facebook and Instagram, because he just did a reveal. He just got another box of fun stuff from Glow Denver, and he opens He opens up the box and shows you what he got, man. Check it out. I gotta say, Marley, you look like a little kid at Christmas, man. I know the feeling. I know the feeling when I get that stuff from Glow Denver. A lot of fun, cool stuff. But make sure you check out Glow Denver. Check out their webpage. And remember, if you're gonna buy something, use the old man's discount code, the old man 10. The old man 10. Man, what a great day. And tomorrow's Wednesday. Tomorrow's the midpoint. Come on in. Enjoy the day with us. We're going to get you through the midway. Get you sliding into the weekend, because it's just around the corner. All right, guys. Man, we are out of here.
Now, today's been fun.
Yeah, thanks, Russ. Eric, thanks, brother. Yeah, man. We'll see you all tomorrow. Later, Gators.
See you next time.